Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, today, I've got a returning guest coming back to kind of delight you, and his name is Dan Sadler. Now, he spoke at Grow Live 2020. So if you haven't seen this talk, catch it live, and we'll throw a link out to it, especially for you, in the show notes. If you haven't heard his journey before, listen to a previous episode. It's all there. But today, we're going to be talking about leadership, we're going to be talking about network marketing, and we're going to be talking to you about the steps that you can take after joining network marketing to really make it a success and kind of build on your future. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. How are you getting on? You all right?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Great to be here, as always. Great to talk to the Grow community, and great to be a part of this.
This is great, and thank you very much for spending your time today talking to us about a topic you're really passionate about. And for the people who don't know who Dan Sadler is, how would you describe yourself? You know, time for a little bit of a bio.
All right, a little bit of a bio. Previously, my past life, well, it's still my current life, but I'm a musician. You see that lovely instrument in the corner? I've been building, my self-employed business in teaching music and performing all around the world for the last 25 years. So I've got lots of experiences that I can draw from on that as well. But now, where am I now? I'm a biohacker. So if you've seen my previous Grow Show podcast that I did with Gary, then I told you all about biohacking. I'm a big advocate of health and wellness. I'm a big advocate of that you can do it yourself. I'm a big advocate that it shouldn't be expensive or difficult therapies. It can be free or cheap or low cost, and these things can have a genuine impact on your body. So where am I now? Why I'm talking to you about how to breathe life back into a network marketing business is because on my journey of becoming a biohacker, I found some biohacking tools that I could use and share with other people that were actually attached to the network marketing industry. So I had to get to know the industry. I'd never been prospected before. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what I had to do. So this is kind of me coming around full circle after 4 or 5 years in the industry myself, seeing a lot of the pitfalls that people fall into and seeing just how many people get abandoned and left behind, fighting and struggling. So hopefully this will appeal to you.
Brilliant. And this is what we want. We want to give people support in starting their venture because they're going to be passionate. They're going to want to kind of take the bull by the horns and kind of really run with it. And rightly so, you know, they're starting a new venture. You need that passion, you need that energy. But what's your first step?
Okay, so my first step, when it comes to being a part of a network marketing company, the first step actually comes before you join the company. Most people that get excited about network marketing, about the products involved in it, are people that have genuinely had a good experience with the products. So, for example, with me, I have to be kept cautious how I tiptoe around the details. My dad had a major health issue. Managed to help him with a set of products and protocols, and the things that helped him the most got me excited enough to check it out. So that when I realized that you could do these things like kind of at home, you didn't need hospitals. We obviously go to a doctor if you need it, and if you're in emergency, go to the hospital for goodness sake, but there are smaller things that you can deal with at home, that you can fix these things naturally. So that started a big fire in my belly, wanting to first of all fix myself of all my health issues and my weight issues and my balding issues that I was going through, and that was why I got excited. So when I realized that this was something that I could build as a business, I could create a legacy, I could start for under £1,000. That was the starting point for me. It was like, got me excited. I found a company that I was passionate about. So my first step is always find the right company. Firstly, it needs to align with your values. I mean, my values are health and wellness, natural. At the time when I joined this company, I was vegan. So I needed to see no animal products or no animal derivatives in these products at all. And I was very pleasantly surprised to find out that was correct. And I was really happy to pass that information on because I was passionate about it and it aligned with one of those core beliefs in my brain. Once you've found the right company, do your research. And once you've done a little bit of research on the company and found out that it's a genuine company, they sell genuine products, they have genuine happy customers, There's a few things that need to be in place, but finding the right company is definitely the first step.
Love it, love it. And I can remember talking to you about some of the reasons why other people haven't joined network marketing companies in the past. And it was either yourself or myself said that we needed proof about it worked, not just in terms of seeing the results, which you saw when you walked into the event and when you saw your dad's transformation and that kind of stuff, but also the scientific proof to back it up. And I remember, I think it was you who said, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that your dad wasn't the best person to kind of talk to you about it, but his colleague was the best person. She gave all the information. So you did your due diligence, not just about the company, but also about the product and the science backing behind it.
And the people that I'd be working with in the future. So there was a, there was another layer to that as well. Honestly, once you, when I went down and I saw my dad's transformation, I was excited, but the rational mind that I had going on in the background, in the back of my head, was telling me this is a scam. Your dad's trying to swindle you. In my front mind, I was thinking all this experience. I'd just seen the transformation. You can't lie when you see it in someone like that. You see it in their skin. You see it in their energy levels. You just see that they are better than where they were before. So I had this conflicting thing going on in my mind. Now, my dad won't mind me sharing this story, but when London had the Olympics, he was over in America working with these biohacker units that you could sit in and they would oxygenate your blood. It's called, I can't remember the name, it's like a hyperbaric chamber. So he was biohacking way before me. Now, he'd leased one of these machines. There's only 20 in the world. And Novak Djokovic, in fact, had one while he was on his big world number one run. So he had one of his own, but he was one of the only people that had their own. There was only 20 units. My dad tried to get loads of them to the London Olympics, and there was a few hurdles. But while I was helping him plan out the routes between Wembley and Wimbledon and the Olympics Village, we were trying to plan where we were going to put these things. The company ultimately said, we're not going to make any more devices because we're happy with our 20 that we lease out. So I was a bit unsure. I thought my dad kind of, he didn't tell me that this project had stopped and I was still working on it. So I kind of felt like I was falling into another one of those traps. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, you mentioned science. So fortunately for me, because I wouldn't be here today if I didn't make that decision. So fortunately, I went off and, like you said, I did my due diligence. Now, not all network marketing companies have science to back their products. And this is a big issue with our industry. It's like, where's the proof? Fortunately for me that I can provide that science, we have got all the metadata that goes with it, human trials. There's been people, we don't do the trials ourselves, people buy our products and then do their own science studies. So yeah, I went away, I did my research, I was questioning my dad, but then my dad said to me, I haven't got a clue. And this is a big part of the system. I haven't got a clue what to say, son. I don't know. I don't know what it does. I don't know how it works. I don't know how to answer your questions, but go and talk to Jean. And so I went and had one conversation with Jean. She filled in all the gaps for me. Now I know that that's an important step of one of the skills that you need in order to be successful, which is being able to hand someone to someone else, being able to trust in someone else to deliver the message.
Nice. Very, very nice. Well put. What's your next step, buddy?
Right. So most people, so you've joined, you've listened to your mentor, you've followed the steps to get in. But when most people join, they want to reinvent the wheel. They think the wheel goes this way. They want to turn it that way. You tell them build a Facebook group. They go and start a Facebook page. You, no matter what you do, you generally get the opposite of what you ask for. So I would say the next step would be to really, truly listen to your mentor. Your mentor's been there. Your mentor has done it. You might see them in a different light, but there are other people out there. They've proved the way, they've paved the way, and they've helped other people do it. And ultimately, that's what you want, right? You want to create a system that duplicates down and down and down. So every time you introduce someone new, you don't have to go and teach the system again because they can teach the system down. But a stumbling block that most people reach in their first maybe 3 or 4 days, and this is common, is rumors and naysayers and kind of myths around network marketing that aren't necessarily true. Mm-hmm. And these people that will chuck these rumors at you, they're doing it to steal your dreams. They're doing it to stop you from taking that step away from them, that step climbing up. They don't want to see you climb because they're still sat down there. Quite often, they're the first people that you ask to take a look at what you do. And when you ask them to take a look at you, they come back at you with, oh, that sounds like a pyramid scheme. Yeah, you know, one of those things, yeah? like a CEO at the top, board of directors on this level, staff and managers at this level, till staff, waiters, whatever you want to call them, the bottom rung, the people that deliver the service to the people, and then you've got your customers. Well, let me tell you, network marketing pyramid, you are the CEO. And if I introduce someone else, they are the CEO of their pyramid too. So yeah, while it is a pyramid scheme, so are schools, so is the police service, so is the military, so is Tesco's, Zizas, you name it.
That's an organization. You've just named every organization in the planet. You know, it's the classic pyramid in terms of the organizations and system. But I suppose the big difference is when you look at pyramid schemes, one person gains and the other person loses. Yeah. And with yours, multi-level marketing, network marketing, you both gain because you get the sales. Then the people, you know, either way, you get a proportion. And then depending on what it is, depends on how it works. But the big thing that I kind of want to mention at this stage was you're dead right. We're just like any kind of business, any kind of network. You've got that big vision. You've got that big goal. And that big goal then needs to kind of replicate down. And everyone's got to have an eye on that big goal. And people who have been there and done that have been there and done it through the process. They've made the mistakes.
Yeah.
And for the people who have just joined the company, they probably see those mistakes as a, I don't know, maybe as a challenge. I don't know. Is it a bit like that? Just because it didn't work for you, it doesn't mean to say it's not going to work for me. Is there a little bit of that mindset, or do they just don't know? They just don't get it.
Some people get it, some people don't. I mean, what you can't do is you can't force someone to do something they don't want to do. I would always say that the one thing that I didn't cover, actually you led perfectly onto it, was that your why needs to be so big that it makes you cry. And if your why isn't big enough that it makes you cry, then what's going to stop you from quitting when you get this downtime, this moment of self-disbelief or this imposter syndrome, this little bad conscience telling you, you can't do it, you can't do it. Don't make the call. Don't send the message. You've got this, always got this negative battle going on with your own mind, unless you've perfected it, and hats off to you if you have. So like, if your why is small and diminishable, then you get a challenge and your challenge is bigger than your why. And I think the most important thing about getting success in network marketing is that everybody who's achieved success in the industry, perhaps in everything, in every industry, has got a why so big they can cry. Because you're going to be faced with these moments where you don't want to do it anymore, where you've had enough, where you've just been told no so many times that you've had enough. But then you're thinking about your very big house in the country, like me. I'm thinking about that pulling up onto the driveway, knowing that the only car that my cats are endangered from is mine, like, because there's no roads for miles around. I want acres of land. So I've got to try and envisage that. And if I don't visualize it, I'm never going to get it. But visualizing that helps me pull me through on bad days. So it's really important.
Very, very nice. Very nice. And also, just on the point of why, the network marketing company who you join, or when you're doing that research, that's got to fit into your why as well. You've got to see that. It's all got to be encompassed, and it's all got to be driving towards the same end goal. And that is your why. So that is brilliant.
And another thing to think about is that companies change their stripes quite often. So you find in this industry, a company that does skincare may move into supplements. A company that does utilities might move into mobile phones. And like, you're always going to be, they're going to be expanding and changing no matter whether you go along with them or not. So the fact that you need to align with them, going back to the very beginning, if you're not aligned with that particular company when they make a change, it's going to upset you. And you don't want to be in that position where you're spreading upset down into your team, because that spreads like wildfire. What we say is positive news goes to the team and negative news goes up the line.
Okay.
Because you never want to be telling your team about these challenges or these things you're going through, because ultimately they're going to take it on. I'll never forget one of my first ever team members that I got to work with had this big B&O bonnet about Amazon sellers popping up. So what people were doing was they were buying distribution packs for the discounted price, getting 25% off. And then they were selling all these products individually, knocking maybe 50p or a pound off of the marked price on the website. So people would run to Amazon and say, oh, I can buy it cheaper over here, so I'm going to buy it here. there was all sorts of horror stories. People got stones in their bottles. They got out of date products. They got fake products even. But this goes on a lot. I think I started that because in my early days, I had an issue with it. So I was like, damn it, I just lost another customer to Amazon. So I passed that fear on. So it's important as we step into leadership and we get our business going that we, like I said, problems up, positivity down.
Love it. And you mentioned uplines and downlines. For the people who don't know what you mean, what is an upline? What's a downline? Okay.
I like to call it team because we are team regardless. Upline means the person who sponsored you in. So the sponsor is the person who you spoke to that helped you go through the process of signing up, that got you launched and introduced you. Their upline obviously is somebody more senior from your perspective because that's the person that introduced the person that introduced you. And like I went upline about, I can go upline about 6 times before I reach the top of the tree within our company. And I'm connected with all of them. So the beautiful thing there is you should go upline. You should look up to your mentors. You might not find the person who sponsored you is going to be the person that's going to help you build your business the best or resonate with you and your message. But you could always go up beyond them and approach the person that introduced them. And if you don't find a resolution there, go upline again. You will eventually find someone, whether they're cross team, which is in a completely different organization, somebody that is, you might even want to work with someone in your direct team that you've introduced. So it doesn't matter who you work with, as long as you resonate with them and you're open to reaching out to them.
Brilliant. So you've done the research. You know which one you're going to, you know, go to. You've kind of fixed it into your why and it works really well. You've got that really good synergy. You're following what your mentor's saying or you've heard what your mentor's kind of say, whether that's up, down, cross, wherever, you know, the person who you resonate with. What's next?
Okay, now's the important stuff. If you don't have a system, so I said listen to your mentor. They will be trying to teach you a system from the moment they talk to you. When they're sharing information, they're delivering it in their system. The system that they've probably been given by their company. They may have created it themselves as a part of a team. Like, for example, my company is quite infant. We're only 10 years old. So the people at the top of my upline, they got together and created a system when they started. We still use that system today. And in fact, the whole company has adopted that system. It was so good. I came in and I tried to reinvent the wheel because I didn't understand the three basic steps. So they said, like I said earlier on, it's just a case of someone tells you what to do and you think, I can do it better, or I don't agree, I don't think it works that way. So I wasn't doing the right stuff and I wasn't getting any results. It wasn't until I adopted the system and went through the training and listened to the teachings of the mentors that I made a success. And what I've realized over the last four and a half years now is that you only need three skills, just that, just three skills. If you can get good at these three skills, like it's uncomfortable being told no, and there's lots of things that will make trip you up and knock you off and make you not want to turn up ever again. But if you can get around, learn these three skills and just keep going and deliver it over and over again, your results will improve. You'll get better at it. And it's only three skills. We're not asking you to go and recite the Bible or something. So the three skills are marketing, which, as we all know, is our forward facing, what we put out, what people see of us on social media, the blogs and podcasts and things that we do, just like we're doing today. This is marketing. People are getting to hear your message, what you're about, what your strong points are. That's one part of it. Most network marketers come in and they think that make a Facebook post and everyone's going to want to join them. And the fact that nobody responds to that post because it stinks of like join my team. It's a first effort. You need to keep going. You need to keep doing it. Most people will run away scared at the first stage of marketing. Mm-hmm. But the ones that do get beyond that and like making posts about their company or about their products or creating curiosity, which is the best way, is that they get stuck in a marketing trap and they don't do any of skill two, which is prospecting. Now, prospecting, if you're not prepared to pick that phone up, if you're not prepared to send that message, you're chopping your head off, literally your own head, because you're not going to make the success. If you don't make the calls, you're not going to get the wins, you're not going to earn any money, and your business is going to crash. Like, it's common knowledge that when you join network marketing, the first thing you're going to get told by 99% of leaders in the industry is go and write a list. Come back to me when you've got 25 to maybe 100 names written down in a list, and then you're going to go through the first 10. Well, how many people do you think, Gary, go through that that list of 25?
Well, how many people actually write their names? Percentage
of everyone that joins network marketing, how many people do you think get through that stage?
I'd say 50%, and that's me being optimistic.
It's more like 15%, maybe
20%. Wow.
That will write the list.
Okay.
Going by my own figures of the people that I've introduced, then I would say that it's probably about 5% of people that you introduce that actually go through and start talking to people on their list.
I think that's the big difference, isn't it? The talking bit, because you're taking action. You're not just making it a theory exercise, you're actually taking action.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can see that number. I can see that number. But you say that 99% of businesses will make ask you to make a list.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a quick challenge here for you. And that is, I knew that anyway, because I knew, and I, you can see that when you go on to, you know, when someone joins a network marketing company, you're expecting to see, and I'm just going to throw it out there because I could be right, I could be wrong. You could disagree, you could agree. But you're going to see the, I've just joined the most amazing company post, and that's what you've got to get behind. Then you're going to see other people saying, yes, I love you, and that's great. You know, join, yeah. Then you might see a message saying, join my team. Then you might see a couple of sales posts kind of here and there. Then you might get a direct message or Messenger or WhatsApp saying, you know, I've just found this amazing product. And it seems all to be templated. And I could be completely wrong on this, and I could just have a skewed view about the people who have contacted me. Correction, the people who have contacted me in the wrong way, mm-hmm. who haven't actually engaged with me in the right way. But it could just be me, or is it?
No, it's not just you. Honestly, when there's a lot of leaders out there that are a little bit misguided themselves as well. They might have created a little bit of success for themselves already, and they think that this is the only way that it can be done. Now, what I don't agree with is arming up your new recruit with a list of scripts. So scripted text messages, scripted Facebook Live things that you can read while you're on Facebook Live rather than actually coming from the heart. There's ways to do it. And what I would say is follow systems. Systems. Where you, I've got a system for how I can turn a new Facebook friend into a good Facebook friend, get them into my community, drip feed information, reach out at the right moment, often waiting for them to reach out to me. Well, I need to know what this is. And it's all based around curiosity. If people know what I'm giving away all my secrets here, but on social media, on Facebook, if they can go to the top of your page and see your product in your cover photo and they see the name of your company there, where do you think they're going to go? Google. They're going to run straight off to Dr. Google, find the first slandery article, the first article that says it's a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme or that it's linked to Mormons or you're in a cult. There's all these things that are there to steal your dreams. People will run off and find that straight away. So you don't tell them who you work for. You don't post your products on your feed. You don't directly write your company's name anywhere. People would need to go through my Facebook and probably go back to 2018 when I was actually in a room having my photo taken with one of the leaders in front of a sign that said the company name. That's probably the only time I've let that out in 4.5 years. Now, in my group, I can be a bit more open because those people have asked for more information. So the strategy is kind of drip feeding people, being their friend, loving on them, bringing them towards you. They buy you. They don't buy your product. So if you've got a wall full of products, I beg you to go and get rid of it as a matter of urgency.
And you know what? That's brilliant, brilliant advice, not just for multi-level people in network marketing, just anybody in general selling a particular product or a service. You're dead right, people will go to Google. And it, I hate to say it, by going to Google as well, the company's ad will be there. So therefore, again, they'll go to the company ad rather than that distributor, potentially.
And you've also got other distributors that are clever cats that are finding ways to manipulate Google ads and Facebook ads and finding ways to squeeze their products out there or to sponsor their... Some of them might even be SEO in their own home, their own replicated websites, because they appear higher in the feed. When I've searched for my company, there's a few distributors that appear right at the top of the feed, but I'm not there.
Yeah, so, well, you can set that up straight away by me becoming a distributor for your network marketing company, which we haven't actually named yet. We've been very good at not naming which company it's from. But I could literally sign up
to Google. That's what it is.
I could sign up for your company. I could make sure the website's all SEO. Make sure my Google, my business is absolutely set up now. So any time someone searches that town or that location or a particular keyword, I come up before anybody else. I could do that with no passion involved whatsoever.
I'd be interested to talk to you about that because I don't know how that works with replicated websites. But I'd be really interested to talk to you about that because if we could SEO it, then get it higher up the feed, then I can reach more people.
I've got loads of ideas in theory. How to do it is a completely different matter. I have no idea. SEO is a dark art to me. We digress. But it's about, you've hit upon a really good point, and that's engaging a person when they're willing and they want to be engaged, which you said yourself. 9 times out of 10, that's when they come to you before giving the information, which is dead right. You buy the person, not the company. Yeah.
So as long as I'm good with my system online, as long as I'm good with my prospecting system, which is turning a new friend on Facebook into a paying customer, or even better, a team member, this prospecting thing, it only works if you follow all the steps. So the steps are all lined out. Like I said, you don't post about your company, don't post about your product, don't post about your team. Post about, you need to post about benefits. You need to post about what the benefit of going to one of these meetings where you are around like-minded people. You need to post how that made you feel rather than picture of you at the front of the room with the million-dollar earner. I did it myself. Like, I got all hyped up because Rachel Pekarik was there, and it was like, okay, she's my network marketing idol. Let me go get the photo. So I didn't share the value from that day. I shared the picture. That was a lesson that even I learned, is that you don't even need to do that because people get piqued by curiosity. Anyway, so I'm digressing a little bit. Prospecting is way more than just the social media strategy that you use. It's more about what you do in the messenger. It's about getting really close to the person, answering their problems and their concerns and listening to them. So people that listen, use your two ears rather than your one mouth, you're going to get much further in network marketing. But there is one more skill I've got to talk about, which is presenting. And that's the third skill. Presenting. You need to be able to present your company's story, number one, your story, number two, your product story, number three, and the network marketing industry story, number four. You need to get those messages across. If you're not presenting your business 15 times a month, your business isn't growing. And it's only recently that I've actually stepped up and I've moved into that. I can quite honestly say that I hit that mark now. But I never did before.
So Dan, just to kind of just to ask, what do those 15 presenting opportunities look like?
For me, it's I make a connection at a business network. So I go to a 4N meeting because 4N rocks. So I go to a 4N meeting and I meet an amazing person like you, Gary. You tell me that you're struggling, that you've got all of these things going on in your personal world and the money's a struggle because we're in lockdown. And so I'm playing into your, I'm attuned to your listening to you. What I would try and do is I would try and answer your questions with information. So I would try and get you to a video first. Once you've seen a video and you show the interest is still there, then I would try and get you on a call. Now that call could, it should be a three-way call, but I'm that bull in a china shop. I like to do most things myself. I'd probably get better results if I incorporated that because it's a part of our system. But I get someone on a one-to-one Zoom, should be a third person there. And then I'll just present the slideshow, which talks about my company story, my product story, my story, and the industry story, the potential, because people need to follow their dreams. People need to be inspired. And for me, do you know what inspired me? A presentation. And it was okay. A part of the presentation where she said that the only things that you need to be successful in network marketing is being open and being coachable. Literally, that's it. If you've got those skills, you can do it. You just need to be open and coachable. Coachable means that if someone says, do it, you do it. If someone says, contact 5 from your list, you do it.
Okay. No, it's nice and simple. Again, you're following the process, which makes a lot of sense. I'm glad we made that definition because in my mind, I was thinking, well, 15 opportunities per month. Okay, is that, well, 15 presentations. Is that 15 mix of 15 talks, 15 featured blogs, 15 Facebook lives, 15, all that stuff. And that actually, that's a lot. 15 opportunities to do that kind of stuff. Is that, but showing the kind of engagement with 15 people to the point where you did a presentation, well, that seems more achievable. That actually does seem achievable in that way. So you got the marketing, you got the prospecting, and then you've got the presentation. You've got that kind of final bit. Really three good tips. And to be fair, not just for network marketing, good business tips as well. You know, if you're looking to kind of get people through a sales process, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot from this.
Is that your success, no matter what industry you're in, it literally hides underneath one of those skills. If you're not getting the success that you feel you should be, go back and check those skills. What is your marketing saying? What is your prospecting saying? How well do you present your business? Then I guarantee you that your success lies under one of those rocks.
I love it. And I suppose the question after this is what's next? So I think we're coming to the last point, aren't we?
We are actually coming up to the last point. What's next? You kind of step into leadership. Most people you see out there in network marketing, they're like, oh, I've learned how to make 500 a month, so I'm going to teach everyone how to do it. I'm now a leader. Well, that is how it works. You go out there, you create the success, and then you teach someone else how to do it. Now, if that doesn't duplicate, if they then don't get the success, don't blame yourself straight away. It's so easy to say, oh, I've just gone and got my first one and he's not doing anything. Oh, I just recruited someone and I thought they were going to, they told me they were going to do the world and they've just gone into the witness protection scheme. That happens a lot. The statistics in network marketing are around 1 in 25 will do it whether you're there or not. You just need to find the 25 and you'll find yourself one superstar. That's that kind of average. So if you want to build your team, you know, people say find five, go and find five, who go and find five. I don't really like that terminology because it never works like that. You go and find 100, you're going to end up with four solid business builders with you. And like, ultimately, though, you four can go and make a big impact. But you on yourself, I mean, there's a great quote and I can't remember who said it, but it's like, I would rather have, rather do 1% of the work by 100 people, like 100 people doing 1% of the work than myself doing 100% of the work. And that sums up what network marketing is all about for me. Because you are in business completely like for yourself. And there's no scratching off the surface. You're on your own. But you're not by yourself. Like there's so many other people around you that have the same passion and belief and spirit and ethics because they're in the same company as you. So while you are on your own, you're definitely not alone. And that's a really important thing to remember. As you step into leadership, you're going to get a lot of stuff thrown up at you from your team. Any challenge they face, you should have gone through it already. So you should be able to help. Just be on hand to help them and nurture them through. Because you and these people, you need to skill them and arm them with everything that you've learned. And that is what a leader is. A leader is someone who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And once you can do that in network marketing, it will pay you like royally forever. If you can unlock the magic formula, this is why people get excited about MLM. It's because it can change your life. It can create a legacy. You can even create an income such that you could will down to your grandkids and your great grandkids and your great great grandkids. Because as long as your company's got longevity and your company has good retention, then the work you do now, you could be paid for generations.
If you put the work in, you follow the system.
You put the work in. If you follow the system. If you don't get to the naysayers, I mean, there's loads of things you can do. I'm just going to wave a few things at you. There's loads of things that you can do to arm yourself up. Fraser Brooks's book's amazing. So you've got I Dare You, which teaches... Well, my social media strategy pretty much came from I Dare You. Thank you, Fraser Brooks. And then he wrote a book about leadership, which is I Double Dare You. Some great books here. Go for No, teach you how to search out no's so that you know that the no's lead you to yeses. It's a really short book as well. A friend of mine wrote this, and two of my friends are actually key writers in it. Recruit Your Way to Six Figures. Constantly be learning and developing. If you're going to be a leader, and I just want to give a shout out to a fellow 4Ner, Mr. Stefan Longworth, who wrote this book, Prepare for Takeoff. Very kindly sent it to me. I'm about halfway through, and this guy's working with some of the best people in the world in our industry. So, I mean, if you're in 4N as well and you're a bit stuck in a rut and you want any information, like any help, any guidance, any point in the right direction, you're surrounded by leaders. So they're just for you to go out there and find.
Brilliant. And just before we kind of finish off, because we've taken up a lot more of your time than I thought. So thank you so much for spending the time with us today. It's gone really, really quick. I just want to ask you a couple of really key things. First of all, can you just sum up those points, kind of just kind of bullet point them to kind of recap, first of all?
Absolutely. Let me just make sure I've got them in the right order here, because this is all stuff I wrote out just for you. So we've got, firstly, this is all about breathing life back into your network marketing business. Or if you're getting started, it's about taking the right steps at the right time. So number one, you want to align with the right company. You want to do your research, make sure that they align with your heart, that their values are the same as yours. So step two is you're going to listen to your mentor. The person that introduced you has all the goodies. They have all the experience. They have all the knowledge. Listen to them. Take it on board and utilize them. Step three is going to be ignore the rumors, because these dream stealers will take your soul. They will call you a Mormon. They will say you're a cult member. They will tell you that you're doing illegal things, because pyramid selling is illegal, bearing in mind. So that's a good question. A good way to fight that one. Let me chuck it in there, Gary, because this is something lots of people struggle with. Someone says it's a pyramid scheme. My response to it straight away is, oh my God, I can't believe that you think that I would do something illegal. It puts it straight back onto them. And then they say, no, I didn't mean to say that you're a criminal or you do something illegal. I said, well, you just said that what I do is an illegal pyramid scheme. And that turns it back round straight away. And then they back off that. They're only saying that to you to shut you up, by the way, because they want to hear what you got to say, but they don't want to be sold to. All right. So number four is your skills, the most important skills, marketing, prospecting, presenting. And number five is growing into leadership, which is knowing the way, going the way, and showing the way. And that's a wrap.
Wow. Thank you very, very much. Now, as I said, we haven't mentioned your business whatsoever in terms of the name. And I'm not even going to broach it right now. What I want you to do, if you don't mind, is tell people how they can find more information about you. And if they want to pick your brains about this, you know, great, on socials, on websites. But how can people get in touch with you and find out more if they wanted to?
Okay, you can look around the internet for Biohacker Dan. I didn't manage to get that handle on all the platforms, bear in mind. But if you search it, I'll come up top, because I use that word a lot. So you'll find me on Facebook. You'll find me on Instagram. You'll find me on LinkedIn. You'll find me on Telegram. And if you want my number directly, just slide into my DMs and we can have a chat.
Aces. Dan, absolute pleasure as always. Remember, if you want to hear Dan's journey in more detail, we do go into a lot of detail in one of the previous episodes. So please search The Grow Show with Dan Sadler and you will find it. Dan's story is amazing. And the person who you see now isn't the person who you would have met 10, 15 years ago. So please check him out. Connect with him on socials and yeah, listen to what he says. I've been around a lot of network marketers in the past, and guess how many people have come into this show to talk about network marketing? Pretty much Dan's the only person. We've had Sarah Higgs come in to talk about leadership, but we didn't really touch upon the networking side of it. I trust Dan, so therefore I put my accreditation to him. He's a good bloke. So Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you very much to people watching and listening to this podcast and video. Dan, any final words before we sign off?
Any final words? Yeah, honestly, you have it within you. You have the greatness inside of you. All you only need is somebody to go and light the match and show you the flame. That's it. The fire's in you. Like I said, if you follow all the steps and you're really interested in joining network marketing, then go ahead and utilize those tips, find your right company and get involved. It's the only way.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for watching this special edition of the Grow Show Network Marketing Special. Take care, everyone, and see you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.